Good morning. Why is it that the taxpayer and the government pays for the police, the fire brigade and the ambulance services, but not for the lifeboat service? The lifeboat service is just as vital in saving lives as the others. It does a wonderful job. Lifeboat crews are unsung heroes. I'm from Fraserburgh, which is a major fishing port. I'm from a family with generations of fishermen. My granny mended nets and gutted herring. My dad was a fish salesman in Fraserburgh Fish Market until at 40 he changed to being a fisher of men, a minister. Today he's the chaplain to the Fraserburgh Port and Lifeboat. He was chatting to the coxswain, or the leader, of the Fraserburgh Lifeboat about his life, and the man said, "You have to remember that it is usually the worst of weathers when we are called upon to launch the lifeboat. So we often leave the relative safety of the harbour and turn into the teeth of a gale, facing walls of water 60-foot high waves. We cannot see any possible way through, but we are committed to giving it our best shot." I can remember the Fraserburgh lifeboat disaster, when the lifeboat capsized and the whole crew were drowned. The whole town was devastated. We all faced a wall of grief, and we didn't see a way through it. But within 24 hours, there was a brand new, complete crew of volunteers, ready and willing to give the lifeboat service their best shot. We're not called to be successful, just faithful. When I was a minister in Dunbar, I was asked to conduct a service down at the harbour to launch the brand new Dunbar lifeboat. For the occasion, I rewrote Psalm 23 as follows. "The Lord is my lifeboat, I shall not drown. He rescues me from the wild seas. He bears me home to the safe haven. He restores my soul and sets my feet upon a firm rock for his name's sake. Even though I sail through the storms and gales of the deep ocean, I will fear no harm. For you are with me. Your chart and compass steer me. You plot the way home for me through the raging waves. You calm my trembling heart. My joy runs over. Truly sacrificial love protects me all the days of my life, and I will rest in the harbour of the Lord forever."